Yeah, Claire, here in Donegal, the reduction in the VAT rate, you know, it turned the whole tourism economy around, or it helped turn it around. The Dublin product, the tourism product in Dublin is a completely different product to here in rural Ireland. We're very much dependent on keeping the VAT rate down. If the government do go and increase the VAT rate, it's, you know, it's going to have a detrimental effect, especially here in Donegal, where a lot of our business comes from Northern Ireland, so it would be a very, very worrying development.
And in light of Brexit, it would be even more concerning, I take it.
Absolutely. You know, the Northern market, as I say, was, you know, was very important here in Donegal. That market is declining, has declined a huge amount over the last number of years. You know, if you think about sterling was 25% stronger than it was 3 years ago. You know, so that's affecting the Northern market. And then the other thing, Northern Ireland now, you know, it's, in the past it was a huge source for tourism for us. Now it's huge competition, and you know, it's not a level playing pitch. So any increase in the VAT rate would be a dire consequences here in Donegal.
And these reports that the hotel sector could lose that special rate, is that something that you've heard at a hotel level, or are these very much reports from your point of view at this point?
No, there's a couple of commentators based in Dublin and talking Dublin figures. They're not talking to the industry, and they're certainly not talking to the industry in rural Ireland. The Irish Hotels Federation would be lobbying very hard, and even here in Donegal, you know, we'd be lobbying our TDs very hard, and just highlighting the importance of keeping the VAT, you know, at a reduced rate. You know, just here in Donegal, you know, alone, there's over 8,000 people directly employed in the tourism industry, and if they increase the VAT, you know, it's going to cause job losses. A lot of hotels, you know, in the last year or two are reinvesting in their property because they couldn't afford it during the recession. That reinvestment is going to have a stop, will have to stop, so it's going to have a serious knock-on effect to the industry here in Donegal.